Not too long ago, I think a week or so ago, my good friend Joe Pronichin from the National Catholic Register, one of the great writers there, singled out a show from Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He used to have regular TV shows. In fact, at one point, he was the most popular TV show in the nation. And he pointed to this particular show, which Archbishop Fulton Sheen coined it as Quo Vadis, America. So Quo Vadis actually harkens to that classic scene where Peter is bolting. He's leaving Rome. Why? He's fleeing in self-protection, saving himself from persecution. And as he's going along the way, a vision of the Lord comes toward him. And he says to our Lord, Quo Vadis, Domine? Where are you going, Lord? Quo Vadis, where are you going? I'm going back to Rome to be crucified a second time. You can almost hear the gulp in Peter's throat. What was Jesus saying in essence? Is that it's not a time for us to flee in self-protection. It's a time to stand up against our persecutors. In this particular show, he actually wanted this show to be about patriotism. Where are you going, America? Which way are you going? He was, and it sounds so prophetic, and I ask you to look it up. I think it's like 25 minutes long on YouTube. Quo Vadis, America, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. But he's speaking during a time when there was protests and rioting in the streets and calls to get rid of the police, you know, and there were calls to diminish the military. What's that sound like? Okay? It's the identical thing we're going through right now. I've been saying all along, see, I was a little kid during that time when he aired that show. I was probably about, I don't know, 7 or 8 or 9 years old, whatever it was. We used to watch Archbishop Fulton Sheen on the TV, but I was just, you know, a little immature little kid at the time, you know, waiting for it to get over so I could go ride my bike, you know, as we all were at that time. But I did watch as, and here we are in Madison, Wisconsin. This is actually, I think, only second to San Francisco. It's kind of an epicenter of all of this rioting and protesting and destruction and violence that went on. And so I look now in my later years as we're going through the what seems to be the identical thing, and I'm saying to myself, you know, these people are pining for what went on in the 60s. And so Archbishop Fulton Sheen went on to talk about, you know, they're claiming that revolution is good because the nation was founded on revolution, you know. And then he goes on to talk about a conversation with a great patriot from back then, General what's-his-name or whatever, and he was asked why he's fighting. You know, is it the tax, the stamp tax? Is it, I don't know anything about that. You know, is it the tea tax? I never drink tea, you know, so on and so forth. Well, so why are you fighting? He says, because we want to govern ourselves. Okay? We don't want any kind of tyrannical government, you know, dictating to us what we should do. You know, this is the way America was formed. You know, that we should, as a body, as a people, would discern together what is right and what is good, what is holy for us as Americans. That's what this is about. And so he said, here's what's happening. And he's talking about the 60s. I mean, listen, this is identical to what's going on right now. He started with elitism. He said there's a very small group, you know, that is exerting itself, and really they are, you know, pushing all the buttons, making all the commands. You know, and then he went on to say that the second one is mysticism. I like that he used that term, but we've been seeing that this secular religion that's being thrust at us right now, so that what? So that a small number of people, an elite class, you know, can dictate to us what we can do. We've seen this over and over across this planet. Oh, you know, socialism, communism is great because everybody just sits around and gets free stuff. Isn't that wonderful? Is what's being sold to everyone who bought into this leading up to it. And it always, always, always turns out that a few, the elite, you know, control, dictate what's going on. They indulge themselves. They fill their coffers. And everybody else is eaten out of trash cans. He said the last one, he said this elite mysticism, or the cult, right, of secular religion. The last one is Satanism. He said, listen, when we are on God's page, I'm paraphrasing, he brings order. Okay? So ethics, morals, values, principles, religion, okay? All of this, when we're doing it God's way, there's a beautiful order. It's called the order of nature, the order of God, what God has created. When we're in that, you know, so what is the Satan doing? He's trying to inflict chaos and disorder. Why? So our side, okay, revolution so that we could govern ourselves. What's the other side doing? Violence. Tear down, destruct. Throw out our history. Tear down statues. Remake our Constitution. In the name of progress. Well, progress in their minds means destruction. And then he went on to talk about what's God up to here. And so he went to an image. He said, listen, eagles, they put their nests up on beautiful mountain cliffs way up in the sky. And at one point they push the eaglets out of the nest. The eaglets are falling. Feeling this is it. It's over. Falling, falling, falling. And all of a sudden, this eagle, the mom, dad, swoops down. And just before the eaglet is about to crash to its death, takes hold of that little eaglet and soars back up into the sky. And then it does what? Drops it again. Until what? Until the eagle flies. Until the eagle learns that I need to set my wings. I need to soar like mom and dad. Sometimes God allows challenges. Sometimes God allows us to face evil. Because maybe what? Because maybe we have not been soaring as eagles should. Not too long ago, I told a story about how a prairie chicken found an egg, laid on it, hatched it. The egg was an eagle, a little eaglet. So now the eaglet thinks the prairie chicken is its mom. What do prairie chickens do? Well, they can't fly, and they peck at garbage all day. One day, that little eaglet looked up into the sky and saw an eagle soaring. What's that, mom? Well, that's an eagle. You'll never be like that. And the little eaglet went back for the rest of its life, never believing it could set its wings and fly, pecking at garbage. My brothers and sisters, we're being sold a bill of goods. You'll never be eagles, we're told. Listen to us, the elite. follow our plan. Not God. What is God? There's no God. We want chaos and disorder so you'll be altogether unhappy. You'll be altogether displeased and wanting something new. Give us some hope and some change from this chaos and disorder inflicted upon us by the mouthpiece, the megaphones of the elites to what they have been referred to as a useful idiot. We're no useful idiots. We're God's children. We're eagles. We're called to fly. Sheen raised his voice in that episode and gestured, "Our nation is too full of those that are crying down. Down with the universities, down with the schools, down with the churches, down with the teachers, down with the governments, down with the police." Can you build anything down? You cannot. Certainly, it is time in our nation to change our words. Let's begin now to use the word up. Up from all this filth. Up from this violence. Up from this indifference of courts. Up, up to the battlements of eternity. Up, up to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.